A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Woe to Chorazin and woe to Bethsaida. These are not exclamations of anger, but of sorrow, mourning, lamentation, and frustration. Jesus had spent time in these towns. He had preached to them, had healed them, had become friends with them. And yet, they had not believed in him. Jesus' cry of woe is that of a broken heart. It is a very human experience of parents whose children disregard their upbringing. This woe reflects the end of a first love, or tragically, the breaking up of a marriage. Capernaum was Jesus' headquarters, his home base for his active ministry. It was his adopted hometown. He had worked many miracles here and revealed the mystery of the future Eucharist to the people here. Oh, maybe a handful had followed him. We know from the scriptures that Philip, Andrew, and Peter were originally from Bethsaida, and that now they lived, at least Peter, lived in Capernaum. Just a faithful few that had not rejected him, that had not turned their backs on him. So many of the people in these towns had used him for their own fame and popularity, but they failed to respond in loyalty and belief in his mission. Self-giving love can bear many hurts, the little involuntary failings of loved ones, but it cannot bear indifference and ingratitude from the beloved. Woe to you, Chorazin, and woe to you, Bethsaida, and woe to you, Capernaum. Jesus' loving heart is wounded on a human level by the ingratitude of those who benefited from his miraculous powers in his unctuous words. Because Jesus reveals the reality of God the Father to us, he also shows that God can be wounded in some way by our lack of love. The God who created us, gave us life and health, family and friends, talents and desires and dreams, God desires only from us the response, the return of love. How often have we failed to show God our love and gratitude? How often do we take our gifts of faith for granted? How often are we guilty of sins of indifference, sins of omission, inaction? Let us allow this scripture passage to sink into our own hearts and to convict us of God's personal love for us. And then let us repent of our apathy and lukewarmness and ingratitude.